The following recording was produced by the Queechy Church in Queechy, Vermont. For more information on the church, its activities, and resources, please visit us online at www.queechychurch.org.
There are two things that we need to know as we reflect on the death of Jesus Christ. Three things, actually, but we have been meditating on the first, which is that the Son of God took on human flesh. And despite, or perhaps because of his innocent and righteous life, he was put to death by sinful human hands, by the will of God. And he endured it willingly. As we reflect on that, we need to know the awful price that was paid. His blood was spilled. We often resent the emphasis on suffering and death in all of life. For sin is any deviation from the glory of God, any preference for anything over the Lord God who made all things in joy and holiness and beauty. Sin leads us progressively away from God and away from life and to death. Death is the proper consequence of sin. And as sinners, we would rather not know this. We would rather not acknowledge that it is proper for God to judge us and bring the proper consequences upon us. And ultimately, each and every one of us will die because we are sinners. Our blood will be demanded as the price for our transgressions. And throughout all of the scriptures, we can see the ways in which God warns us against sin, how much he talks about the consequences of sin. And we sometimes draw the wrong conclusion. We think that God must be uptight, fussy, a tight box sort of person, easily angered by mistakes, easily angered by sin. But this is a misunderstanding. Rather, God is very concerned about forgiveness, about mercy, about restoration. And this is why he warns us so emphatically, why he calls us back. We see the horror of the death brought by sin on the cross. Torture, shame, and the gruesome aspect of the death of Christ is no accident. It is intentional. Because what the cross lets us see is what sin really is. We need to see this awful price because we can see the awful nature of our own sins depicted in the death of Christ. Sin not with the illusion and allurement that it wears as it tempts us. Sin is always presented there as joyful and beautiful, innocent. But on the cross, we see truly that what sin is a violation of truth and goodness and beauty, that it is destructive and self-destructive. We see sin as the bloody mess that it truly is. And perhaps even now, in this hour, as we have meditated on this gruesome reality, perhaps your own sin has come to mind. Particular acts and temptations that in the days leading up to this day you have ignored or tolerated or nurtured and indulged. Sin with which perhaps you have made peace out of exhaustion or discouragement. Consider these things again. Not as annoyances or as allowances, but as the spiritual cancer that it is at war with your soul, and repent. See the ugliness. See the awful price that Christ paid, that he had to pay if he wished to love sinners. This is the first thing we must know as we reflect on the cross. The second thing we must know is that this is no exhibition of gruesomeness for the sake of shock or some sort of strange indulgence. Rather, it is truly a display of love that was willing to endure such a thing. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." He said this to them so they would know that when he died, it was with the intention of loving his friends. Jesus was happy to call sinners his friends, and he willingly laid down his life as the sacrifice in our place. He absorbed the wrath of God against our sin, not to persuade God to forgive us as if he did not want to, but it was the way in which he forgave us, paying for our sins and making peace. In fact, Christ even forgave those who were directly responsible for his death, saying, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." Because the intention in all of it was to give forgiveness, even to those who would put the Son of God to death. It was God's intention to put Jesus forth as the sacrifice to demonstrate his righteousness and to forgive us. We need to know that this awful price is a demonstration of real, not theoretical, not symbolic, not exemplary love, real love. So that all who entrust themselves to the blood of Christ, and Scripture will never shy away, nor should we ever shy away from speaking of the blood that was shed. Not because we're bloodthirsty, not because God is bloodthirsty, but because the extremity of the price shows the extremity of the need and the extremity of the love that God has demonstrated. So that all who trust in the blood of Christ are, in fact, restored to God. Those who wish to repent and reject their sins will find those sins reach their bloody end with Christ on the cross, and the repentant sinner is covered, protected, and considered righteous by God. And in trusting himself to God, such a sinner can expect to partake in everything that belongs to Christ. Because of his sacrifice, you can indeed trust him, rest in him, hope in him. And he promises to move even literally heaven and earth to bring life back to our dead bodies, to make this reality sure, because he has paid the price, and it is done. Will you pray with me? O Lord, our God, what can we say to these things? Other than, indeed, Lord, we repent of the sins that brought us to the foot of the cross, and we lay hold of the grace in Jesus Christ, which enables us to come and enables us to be forgiven and to be with you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.